fucking 2023 already. Like, the year's over. We are halfway through December, and I was writing something the other day. I put the date in, and I accidentally typed 32 instead of 22.
Damn, you trying to time travel.
Girl, because I was like, damn, what does that look like 10 years from now? The future.
Yeah.
It's scary. Crazy scary.
Scurry.
What's going on, Brandy?
Life. Life is literally like, as one Instagram user put it, life is fucking me better than any man could. So, yep. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So life is fucking you better than any man could, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit? Let our listeners... It's
just shit, like, you know, divorce and moving and I'm like... I'm trying my best to see the upside of all of this. I mean, I do see it, but, you know, like, it's just... While you're in it, it's just...
Brutal.
It's just like, ugh!
It's like, fuck this. This, like...
Yeah, no. This week, I have not had any alcohol.
Good for you!
So I'm just like...
Fuck this!
You know, I'm like... I could so go and, like, get some bottles of wine right now and drink all of them.
Good for you, man. But I'm
like, I just need to, like, get this stuff done and just, like, be done. So.
You got this. And.
Yeah, like, life changes. Going through life changes sober. Not fun.
Not fun. Well, let's introduce ourselves first so we can kind of continue into this. So, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Weent, weent. Hello, listeners. How are you guys doing? We're back again. I don't want to say we're like roaches, but we keep coming back and it's not going to stop. And I'm sorry that... I've been neglecting you, and, you know, this is the first episode of December, but we, like Brandy just said, she's going through some shit.
Life is happening. I wish I could live back in fairy tale land. I don't know when I ever lived in fairy tale land.
When you were 10, probably? Between 10 to 16?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Oh, okay. Well... I'm learning a new skill doing this certification.
Is that a skill or is it just like a...
It's a skill.
Is it?
It's a whole new like
or is it angle. A system?
It's a system. It's a skill. It's a tool in my belt of tricks of selling your house. And I could see like the bigger picture and the opportunity.
Right, right.
So I'm glad I'm taking this class and getting certified. So I'm doing that. I actually won the election, guys. Wow. So I need to delete the other episode I put out when I was like all emotional.
Weeping. When you're weeping.
I was devastated. But anyway, I won and I was sworn in last night again and now I am the vice president.
Vice president.
Uh-huh, of our local school board.
What was your title before?
I was the clerk. Okay. And we had an organizational meeting every year. It's like, okay, are you going to be the president this year again? Are you going to be the VP? Are you going to da-da-da-da? And I was elected to be vice president. So I am the new vice president for the next year.
And who's president still?
Bob.
No, oh, okay, cool.
Bobo.
I guess.
So, yes, so that's been going on. We still have children that have to get to school, eat, have needs and things of that nature. I'm still slanging Beauty's Biscuits. Holla, beautiesbiscuits.com. Get your Christmas cookies. Offer code LIES, L-I-E-S. I will send your dog some Christmas cookies and something cute. And some stickers as well for supporting us. Beauty's Biscuits.
Beauty's Biscuits.
Pumpkin, yum, yum, all natural dog biscuits. CBD, turmeric, peanut butter, parsley. We got what your dogs need. Holla at a playa. Brandy, what have you, I know, okay, so you've been doing all this stuff. Have you been able to watch anything new?
I watched Wednesday, like
I watched it when it came out.
Yeah. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really good. I figured Christina Ricci was the villain.
Right, right. Spoiler alert. If you have spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Hang on. So sorry.
I knew it was her. But, yeah.
Okay.
It had to have been.
It had to have been. Because why is she in it? And she's been playing villain. Not really villains lately, but.
Well, I thought it was really cute that they used the first movie, yeah, Wednesday Addams as, you know, as a character or as, you know, played a role or whatever.
They allowed her in the production.
So I was like, oh, that's a nice little bit of a nostalgia there. So, mm-hmm. But no, I enjoyed it. Luis Guzman. Luis Guzman with those teeth. I was like, what the hell?
Ew, he was not an attractive...
Gomez
Adams. He's so fat. Oh my god.
But I mean I like Luis Guzman anyway, but I was just like, oh my god, really?
Yeah. And Catherine Zeta-Jones as Morticia.
Yeah, and I love that Brienne of Tarth, it was the headmistress.
Mm-hmm. And she was a shapeshifter. How about that?
Right. I was like, I thought she was a giant, but okay.
I didn't know what she was, but I was like, you're a huge bitch. Because she
towered over everybody.
She's a big person.
In the movie. I mean,
but I did
show.
Like her. She was cute. I liked her. Did you hear the controversy, though? They were like, hey, you know, way to be inclusionary and, like, you know, have black people in productions, but why all the black people got to be the villains? Why they all got to be the bad guys?
She wasn't a bad guy.
But then they're talking about the Pilgrim kid.
Well, he wasn't the only one.
I know, but this is just something that came up. I don't think that at all, but people were, like, there was online,
whatever. That's stupid.
Backlash saying that, hey, why they gotta be the bad guy?
Because there's black people that are bad guys.
Exactly, but
just like there's white people that are bad guys, Latinos that are bad guys.
Look beyond that. Like, focus on something else. It's a fucking TV show. Focus on something else. It's fiction.
Yeah.
Worry about other things that are more important, like people like living down the street starving. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, worry about that shit rather than what's on Netflix. Ooh, Netflix. How much are they charging us now? I feel like I pay like $20 a month.
I think so. I think it is like $19.99.
Yeah, I want to downgrade my plan.
Every time I'm like, I'm going to cancel Netflix, they put out something else that I want to watch.
That's how they keep you on. No, I know. That's a game. I finally watched Bullet Train. I remember you talked about it before.
I love that movie.
That you loved it. Okay. I'd be tired at night, right? Like, I go to sleep at 9 o'clock because I'm an old lady. And I have 6:30 a.m. Monday morning, like, meetings every day.
Right.
So I tried to watch Bullet Train, like, 3 or 4 times, and I kept falling asleep. I kept falling asleep. So I kept trying to watch it, and every time my little one would come in the room, she's like, I don't like this movie. It's a scary movie. Turn it off.
It's not scary, but okay.
Exactly. All the fighting and the violence and, you know, the things. But I did enjoy it. Like, I enjoyed it. I liked Brad Pitt, of course, and I liked Tangerine.
Ladybug.
I liked Tangerine.
Yeah.
He had nice hair. And freaking, what's his name? Channing Tatum in the movie. He's like, is this a sex thing?
So stupid. It's like, why is he even in this movie? Just for a face?
Is this a sex thing? And then I didn't see the twist with the girl, whatever her name was.
Prince.
That little prince.
She's the prince, yeah.
That's weird. I didn't see that twist coming at the end.
Little bastard. Joey King.
I'm now the white dad. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon, that's who it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And then freaking, what's her name? What is her name? ZZ Beats?
Zazie Beats.
Zazie Beats. And she was like, yeah, bitch. Bitch.
It's actually sassy is how it's
bitch.
Pronounced.
She was like, stupid bitch.
You took my snake. Okay. Whatever.
It was good. It was a good movie. So it's on Netflix. So, you know, if you need a reason to watch something on Netflix, that's very enjoyable.
Yeah. It's an, you know, it's not a movie that you have to like, I mean, you should pay attention because there is, you know, again, like some
plot,
some, yeah, there's like some pay attention-ness to it, but like you, it's an entertaining ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not one of those things where you like have to, you fucking leave and you're like scratching your head trying to figure out what the hell happened or like get all depressed about it. Like it's entertaining and it's like, I enjoyed it. Like, I went to the theater to watch it. I was like, yeah, I'm having fun.
You're a diesel.
There's a diesel. Someone's a diesel.
At first I was like, what? And I missed it. Because, like, I had to watch it a few times to figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Thomas the Tank
Engine. I'm not a diesel. You're a diesel.
You're a diesel.
And then the diesel sticker. You're a diesel.
He's like, you're the diesel.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I knew there was a diesel.
I love that. That's hilarious.
And you know what's really funny is that, like, I got it because I used to watch Thomas
with
my son because he was all into it. So I was like, yeah, those fucking diesels, man. All they do is cause trouble.
That's hilarious.
They
exist
only to cause fucking trouble. Like, they don't help at all. They're just fuckers.
They're just fuckers. All right, Brandy. Well, tell us. What are we talking
about? I have a diesel in my life right now. I'm trying to care for it. Fuck. anyway, let me pop open my notes again because something happened. Okay. Speaking of watching, okay, I first caught wind of this. Well, yeah, I caught wind of it. Like, I want to say it was either earlier this year or last year. And it was a documentary, like 4-episode documentary on Peacock. I think it was on Peacock. And so I watched it because I was like, oh, let's see what this is about. Maybe this could be a topic. And it was. But then I never did it. So now I'm
here.
Here we are. And it is Steve Banerjee and Chippendales. And I watched the documentary. It's called Curse of Chippendales.
Curse of Chippendales.
Yeah, Curse of Chippendales, Jealousy, something, something, and all, like, it's just a whole bunch of, a long-ass title. But my sources are that documentary, Curse of Chippendales, Yahoo Finance, and UPI Archives, and of course, our friend Wikipedia.
Give them money, they like it.
I swear they're asking for money, like, every 3 months now.
All the time. Anytime
you
go...
Do you know if you donate $3, we can...
Yeah.
Run this website for another 20 years? No, because you're asking for money every 3 months.
Just give me the money.
Seriously. But anyway, so yeah, this when I watched it, I was like, what the hell? Like, because, you know, it's just one of those things where you're just like, a bunch of people did a bunch of stupid shit and some stuff happened. And so, yes, we're talking about Soman Steve Banerjee. He was born October 18th, 1946, in what is now known as Mumbai, India. He immigrated to the United States with big dreams, and he opened or owned a mobile gas station, and with the success of his mobile gas station, he opened a failed backgammon club. Then he decided he was going to... go into the nightclub business. So he opened up an out-of-business club called Destiny 2 and turned it into a club. And at first they featured things like female mud wrestling. Mm. But he decided that he wanted to cater to like a female customer base.
Did you watch the Chippendales or something like that on Hulu yet?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
He met a guy named Paul Snyder who was known, he was like a shady guy. He was trying to be like a social climber. He would, you know, mm-hmm. try to hang around people.
He would fake the funk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did you watch it?
I just watched the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And this is all in it, so keep going, sister.
Okay. So Paul Snyder was... dating or married to a woman named Dorothy Stratton, who she was a Canadian, a nice Canadian girl who, you know, came here, and he told her that he was going to make her a star. Mm-hmm. And he managed to, you know, get her into Playboy. And so he also, you know, while Paul was hanging around with Steve, he came up with the idea of doing an all-male review at his club, mm-hmm. and they ended up calling it Chippendales. Dorothy came up with the idea for the collar and the cuffs, mm-hmm. that the, you know, the little thing modeled after the Playboy bunnies. Yeah. Right. So they did it and it worked out. And of course, you know, dancing men, mm-hmm. it's like the first thing of its kind. And so women are like, oh, yes, let's go watch the Chippendale dancers.
Because that's what they were. See them shake it.
Right. So, you know, his Chippendales started to blow up, basically. People, so the ladies were coming.
Can I say that on the Netflix, Hulu show, he figures out to do the male review because he ended up going to a gay club with
Dorothy
and the
boyfriend,
Paul, yeah.
Oh, they went to
They went to a club. They're like, hey, let's go out dancing. And then they're like, okay. And he looks around and he's like, this is a gay club. And he's like, they're like, we know, whatever. Let's just party. Woo! And there was like the go-go dancers in the you know, doing their go-go's. And then he was just kind of watching the way the women reacted to the men in, you know,
at the gay club
because there was a bunch of women in there having a good time.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that in there. That was it.
Okay. You know the Hulu version is more fictionalized, though, right?
Why are you always gotta burst my bubble?
I'm just saying, like...
Don't be a hater.
It's not 100% accurate.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Because I don't remember that being in the documentary that they went to a gay club.
Okay, fine.
But, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Woo!
Whatever's clever. Either way, I know that in L.A. at the time, like, the straight clubs would turn into gay clubs and, like, you know... At certain times or certain days, they would have like a gay night or whatever. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there's some accuracy there. I have no idea. But I don't believe was brought up in the documentary part. And it wasn't any of the research that I saw. But regardless. So yeah, they come up with this idea. It's blowing up. Meanwhile, Dorothy Stratton's, her star is fucking, you know, shining bright. And Paul is getting mad and jealous.
Jealous, jealous, jealous.
And, yeah, and then she starts to distance herself from him, and they end up, like, getting separated or estranged. Well, he ends up killing her, and he becomes known as the... And he kills himself. And he becomes known as the Playboy Killer. Just a little piece of history there for you.
Is he the Playboy Killer because he killed her and himself? Why would he
be... He was a play... Because she was a playmate.
Right, but,
like... that's just what they called it.
Okay.
Apparently, he had, like, offered to bring some other chick out here and make her a star, you know, get her into Playboy and all this other stuff. And, like, she lived with him and all this other nonsense.
That's his thing.
So, yeah. But anyway, so they, you know, end up working. They end up hiring another guy, or they end up partnering with a man named Nick DeNoia.
Dick DeNoia.
Nick DeNoia was an Emmy Award winning producer, director, choreographer based in New York. Mm-hmm. And he choreographed, like, you know, the men when they started doing, like, being a review, like, you know, doing their choreographed dances and not just, like, grinding all over these women. He choreographed
some of their moves.
Right. Their shows. They were partners, so Nick had, like, a piece. He owned a piece of Chippendales, the Chippendales brand or whatever. He was responsible. They started to go on tours, you know. Steve wanted to branch out into New York. So they opened up a Chippendales review, all-male review, whatever the hell they fucking called it, in New York. And he was responsible for that. And then they decided to take the brand on tour.
Okay.
So they would, you know, get on a tour bus and go from city to city doing their, their little things. If you watch
Chippendales in Fresno.
If you watch the documentary, you could see that, I mean, yeah, they knew the moves, but these guys could not dance.
No shit.
Like.
Stiff.
Yeah. Like, okay, and one and two and three and four. Like, you could tell they were like
counting,
trying to memorize what they were supposed to do in their head, so they weren't actually like feeling the music. I was just like, this is terrible. Like, women enjoyed this.
Do better.
Women really enjoyed this.
No, they don't.
But they, you know, whatever. Did you say in San Francisco?
In Fresno.
They had Chippendales in Fresno?
They came to Fresno.
Okay, like, so they were still touring?
Yeah, so this was like 2003 or 4.
Okay.
And okay, yeah. We got flyers, and they're like, oh my god, it's gonna see Chippendales. Like, ah. And we went in, and I was like, oh my god, like, one of the guys had hips. I was like, eh, this guy has hips. Hee hee ha ho hee hee. And, like, you know, they charge you a ticket price, but then they also, like, oh, come up here and take a picture with us. It's only $10. You know, they charge you for pictures and for touches and, you know.
Touches.
You know, then, oh, you want to touch
me? Don't touch me. I don't want to touch you. Do not touch me.
You know?
Oh, I touched the Chippendale dancer.
They know how to, okay. They know how to hustle.
Whatever. I don't want to touch you, dude.
Touch me.
I don't know what's been on you. Mm. Anyway. Yeah. So, they do tours. And they get on TV. They're like on Sally Jesse Raphael. They're on Phil Donahue. And of course, there's people that are like, oh my God, men shouldn't be dancing for women. And there's the ladies, the older ladies that, you know, we're good Christian women. We would never. They were, you know, upset that they were in the audience on the talk shows. And they were upset that these guys were coming out and dancing. They would, like, walk off and leave. And then, you know, like, Phil would be like, what's the, you know, what does it matter? You don't like the show. I think even Geraldo, they were on Geraldo or something. They were like, no, this is shameful.
This is smut.
This is shameful. This is, you know, they should be ashamed of themselves. Like, these women were so upset. And they were, you know, they were, like, I guess, protesters when they first started. Women are supposed to be at home with their husbands, blah, 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 that kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid they should go out and enjoy themselves. Meanwhile, their husbands are out at the strip club and doing all kinds of other stuff.
Ooh.
But whatever. So Steve Banerjee had an ideal for what the Chippendales, you know, person, man was. And it wasn't anybody who had any kind of melanin.
Oh.
It was white dudes, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, muscular, white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind that he's a little Indian man, a little brown man.
Mm-hmm.
Little brown men can't be Chippendale dancers. It has to be a muscular white guy.
Okay.
And that was his standard for a long time. They started to put out a Chippendales calendar. There were no melanated people at all.
Mm-hmm.
Brown people, black people, they weren't in the calendar. I think they got like one in a calendar like in the late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was quite pale for a long time.
Quite Caucasian.
Yes. Meanwhile, you know, there's, you know, black and brown women and Asian women going to the club.
Right.
Paying you money to watch these men dance offbeat, out of sync, and all that other stuff. But you don't want the representation. Whatever, you little weirdo.
Oh.
Anyway, so while they're doing these tours and they're getting on TV, Nick DeNoia is starting to take credit for Chippendales. Like,
oh.
I came up with this idea. This was, you know, my idea. My dancers, my this, my that. And Steve is like, the fuck?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Getting real jealous. Real, real jealous. To the point where he's, like, getting violently jealous.
Mm.
And, of course, there were copycat clubs because, again, they want some money, too. Who doesn't want money?
I want money, too.
They got male dancers. We can get male dancers. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. So they started opening up male reviews as well. Like, they'd have, you know, a Saturday night
review.
Yeah, I don't know. They might call it, you know, big buff fireman guys. I don't know, whatever. They had dudes dancing in their clubs, and they were competing.
Big buff fireman guys.
Right. They were competing, and Steve, you know, was not liking that either. As Nick DeNoia is taking credit for Chippendales, Steve is getting enraged. And now he's like, okay, you want to do that? Well, this is what's going to happen. In 1987, he hires a man by the name of Ray Colon, who is a former Palm Springs police officer and lounge entertainment room dancer. I mean, dancer, entertainer, lounge room entertainer. I don't know what that means. Maybe he sang. Who knows?
Luck be a lady tonight.
And Colon gets a guy named Gilbert Rivera Lopez. And Steve's like, I'll give you guys $25,000 to go and bump off Nick DeNoia.
Damn! And he's just, he's angered by the fact that he's trying to take ownership.
He's taking credit, you know, he's the one on TV. He's on TV because Steve Banerjee has a stuttering problem, like public speaking is not his thing. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, Nick DeNoia is, he's a famous person, pretty much. He's, you know, he's won an Emmy Award, for fuck's sake.
Right.
He knows, you know, how to talk to people. And he's on TV with the dancers. And he choreographed all the things. So, yeah, he's taking credit. Banerjee's like, no. And he wants his part of the, you know, Nick's part back from Chippendales. Okay. Because they're partners. So, I guess he wants 100% back of the club, company, whatever you want to call it. Ray Colon and this other guy, what's his name? Rivera Lopez? Gilbert Rivera Lopez. They go to Nick DeNoia's office in Times Square and shoot him in the face.
Oh my God.
And he dies. Now, Steve Banerjee lives in LA, and he's in LA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not really a suspect. Like, you know, they question him, you right. know. Do you know anybody that might have it out for Nick?
He's not a person of interest.
Nick, also, he was a married man. Well, he wasn't a married man. He was married for a year, but he was a closeted gay man, too.
Oh.
And, you know, back then, there was this whole stigma. Well, you know, gay people, you know, who knows what they're involved with, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just a whole fucking shit show of an investigation that they did. They didn't do a very good job investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Banerjee's like, oh, no, I have no idea, you know. He continues on about his business. He buys Nick DeNoia's share of the company back from his family because, of course,
his estate.
Right. He buys that share back. And so now he's, again, the full owner of Chippendales. But it's not good enough for him because there's clubs in L.A. that are competing.
Right.
So
I can shake my booty to make some dollars, shoot.
So now he's like,
Magic Mike is in the room and they mad, huh?
Girl. So instead of, you know, trying to do something better than them, fires start breaking out in L.A.
Oh, my God.
Clubs are being set on fire.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh, my God, it must be these protesters, these people that don't think that our clubs should be here because, you know, women shouldn't be paying to see men dancing. Oh, it must be that. We need to beef up security.
Mm.
I don't want our club to burn down. So, you know, meanwhile, Ray Colon is going around setting clubs on fire for Steve Banerjee.
Oh, fuck. I'm the fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
But, you know, some of the clubs ended up going up in flames. Others didn't. Like, they would try to set them on fire, but they, you know, it just didn't work out.
Fire retardant paint or something like that.
I don't know. But, yeah, there was an investigation about that. And of course, nobody points the fucking finger at Steve Banerjee like, hey, maybe it's this motherfucker over here. Maybe it's you, guy. Your club's not on fire. Everybody else's is. What the fuck?
Hey, guy.
But when a couple of his dancers leave and they decide they want to start their own shit.
Oh, no.
He's like, nope, we're not doing that.
No, no, no.
You're not doing that. Two of his former dancers named Reed Scott, and I don't know if that's Reed or Red, R-E-A-D. It's Red, it's spelled Red, or Reed, as in read a book, and not Reed the name, but whatever. Reed Scott and Steve White, they decide that they're going to open a club in London, and it's going to be called Adonis.
That sounds hot.
Well, they open a club called Adonis in London. It's in London, for fuck's sake. It's in a whole other country. But you're fucking threatened.
You threaten me?
You're threatened that my club in London is going to outdo your club that's in L.A. You have problems, sir.
There's enough to go around, man. Like, settle down.
Okay, all the women aren't coming here to see your fucking dancers. So he hires Ray Colon once again, and Ray Colon hires a hitman to do the job. The man who went by the name Strawberry.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He flew to London, where he was supposed to take out Scott and White by injecting them with cyanide.
Excuse me.
Buddy chickened out.
So, cyanide.
Yep. He's supposed to inject them with cyanide and kill them.
Who does this?
Crazy folks? Well, he chickens out. And he's like, I can't do this. So he instead turns himself into the FBI.
Oh, my God.
He goes straight to the FBI.
He's like, oh, I must have done something illegal. Let me just go to the FBI.
Well, he did leave the country and travel across.
That's what I was thinking, to murder
international
someone.
Waters to commit a murder.
Interpol or something? Is that who you contact?
Well, he went to the FBI.
Maybe to snitch, huh? Probably to snitch.
Girl, he rolled.
Here we go. Come on, Canary.
He rolled over and, of course, implicated Colon in his fucking shit. Colon is arrested, and he sits in jail for like 7 months before he decides to drop dime on fucking Steve Banerjee.
Mm-hmm. At least he held out that long, I guess.
Well, he's like, what the fuck am I doing?
Fuck
here?
This.
Like, well, this man did not pay you millions of dollars. He paid you $25,000 to kill a person. And then how much money did he pay you to burn down some shit? Like, okay, you know, you...
I get 50K, 5K a building.
You're not Deadshot, honey. You're not making millions of dollars committing these fucking crimes.
Deadshot. Oh, my God.
Yep. So, on September 2nd, 1993, Steve Banerjee was arrested and indicted for conspiracy of murder for hire. And for 5 counts of causing others to travel in foreign commerce and to use facilities in foreign commerce to commit murder. Mm. Eventually, Steve Banerjee pleads guilty. He pleads guilty to attempted arson, racketeering, and murder for hire. Now, I don't know why it's attempted arson, because he burnt down some fucking clubs. But
allegedly.
Attempted arson is what it said.
I tried to burn it down and it wouldn't burn.
Right. His plea agreement basically was that he would be convicted and sent to prison for 26 years. And he would lose his club.
And he only has one club and they're traveling as well, right?
Yeah, it's a company, you know, like there's the club, but Chippendales is a brand.
Got it. So they got them fools all over the place shaking that thang, right. Making that money.
They have the touring troupe.
Bringing it to daddy.
And they have the physical locations or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a brand. Got it.
Well, on the morning of October 23rd, 1994, right before he was due to be sentenced, he was found dead in his cell.
Mr. Banerjee?
Steve Banerjee. He hanged himself in his fucking jail cell. And there was reports that stated that he was depressed, but they didn't think that he was a suicide risk.
Right.
So, he died. The ownership of Chippendales went to his wife, Irene. Mm. Irene had two, they have two children. She had a boy, they have a boy and a girl. A son and a daughter. A boy and a girl.
Come on, Irene.
And at some point, she sold off the Chippendales brand. And even... at some point in the 90s, Lou Pearlman, who we did an episode about, who was the ruiner of Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. And R.I.P. Aaron Carter, him too.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
Yeah. He had owned a share of Chippendales at one point.
I believe it.
Yeah, he owned a share until he went to prison for fraud. But, you know, again.
Just to kind of circle back on... like you said, this guy was depressed. We didn't know he was a suicide risk. Did you hear about Twitch?
Yes.
Oh, I was so sad because I saw him on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, we like, all did.
We
yeah.
watched his whole freaking career.
Yeah.
That's so sad. You don't know. Check on your friends.
That's what I said. You just don't know what people are going through.
You really don't. And we love you. If you ever want to email us, bookoflifespodcast@gmail.com. We'll respond to your emails if you want to talk.
Yep. So, Chippendales now is still, they still have a show in Vegas at the Rio.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if they're still touring. I don't think so.
Well, there's the Thunder Down Under, and then there's Magic Mike. There's lots of competition in Vegas.
Well, they're not going to burn those down, so, yeah.
Oh, no.
Magic Mike.
Oh, my God. I told you about the Magic Mike one I went to, right, in Lancaster?
I think so.
Yeah, so, guys, I'm into it. I'll go for a show and see what's happening and be like, ah, yeah. Ah. So the Magic Mike one, these guys were, like, I want to say, like, not Western European, but, like, when they're from, like, Amsterdam, France.
Yeah, that's what's Western. Eastern European is Russia.
Yeah, so
and
Western.
And Ukraine and all that. Like, so that's the pale ones.
The White Walkers.
Yeah, the brown ones, like the Greeks and the Italians, that's like Western Europe. Mediterranean.
Well, yeah, so they were like these ones. And so, like, their dance moves were good. You could, obviously, they're all choreographed. But then they like to go up there and, like, molest people on stage. And I'm like, do not touch me. Like, not into it.
Molest people.
They do. They, like, get you on stage. And, like, these women, like, one woman, like, oh, one woman. I think I talked about this on stage. Like, she put the guy's penis in her mouth.
No.
I think
no.
I got it. Like, she, like, he, like, rubbed her face in his, like, crotch or something. And she, like, put his thang in her mouth. And he was, like, stop, like, get off of me, like, had to, like, remove this woman's face from,
well, don't put your dick in people's faces, like, what do you think she's gonna do?
I think everyone in the room was like, oh my God!
A desperate woman wants to get a piece and you're rubbing it on her, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That would be like me being a stripper and I put my boob in some guy's mouth, like,
then,
you know?
Yeah, and then he hung on. Like, just like, okay, I'll take it. Like, don't do that.
What the hell?
It is not safe in these streets. Okay? It's not safe.
Oh, my God. This is
disturbing. Ah! Anyway, go ahead. Continue. I'm so sorry. That was Magic Mike in Lancaster.
Oh, God. Oh, that's terrible. That's it. They, you know, they have, they are still functioning. There's still a show called Chippendales. It's in Rio. Now they're not privately owned anymore. They have, you know, investors and they're the public, not a publicly traded company, but they, you know, they have
when they're
multiple
public,
owners or whatever.
Yeah. It's an enterprise,
I guess.
All right, so I have to finish watching the Hulu series. I only watched the first episode, and then was over it. I was like, meh, I'm over this.
I like Kumail Nanjiani. I don't think I want to see him as Steve Banerjee, though.
In the first episode, he doesn't seem like a bad guy. Like, he just seems like he's a nerd, and he, like, really wants to be successful. So at the end of the first episode is the death of... Simon. What was Simon?
Simon.
Who named Simon? Simon. Who is the Playboy killer? What was his name? His girlfriend.
Dorothy Stratton. His name is
Simon.
I was gonna say Stan. His name is not Stan.
Paul?
Yes, Paul Snyder, thank you.
Oh gosh. Okay, so those two. That was the end of the first episode.
Okay.
And so then I was like, I don't watch anymore. This is fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it. And so I guess I'll finish watching it to see the fictionalized tale of this. Because I'm all about the
you know, fiction. They have to make it more entertaining.
Yeah, of course.
Than it actually is.
Of course they do. Brandy, do you have a thumbs up for the week? Or do you want to tell me about something else you might have been watching?
I actually do have a thumbs up. I wrote it down because I knew I would probably forget it. So
yay!
I'm actually like, I use my Audible account when I remember, and I'm re-listening to this book. It's called Manifest Now by Idil Ahmed, and she wrote another book. I follow her.
You
on,
like her
on Instagram.
You like her a lot.
Let me
write her name down so I can get that girl tag a waggy waggy.
I'm re-listening to it.
What was her name?
Idil, I-D-I-L, Ahmed.
I-D-I-L?
Mm-hmm.
A-H-M-E-D?
Yeah.
Look at me, I could spell.
Mm-hmm. So I'm re-listening to it. I haven't listened to it in, like, I want to say since like maybe 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to, I'm with the end comes new beginning. So I'm you know, trying to focus on getting, you know, back into a better frame of mind and, you know, improving my mindset. I started exercising. So, you know, working out, I'm going to get that what they call the revenge body. But I just want to be, you know, healthy and not flabby anymore. So new beginnings. So, yes, and, you know, it's the end of the year. All these endings. So I am looking toward the new beginnings. And that's my thumbs up. What's your thumbs up? Do you have a thumbs up?
Wow. My thumbs up is I'm still trying to sell this house. I'm thinking I may have an option with this new skill set I'm gaining that I'll be able to make
make sales easier.
Cash offers on homes without like listing, or what is it called? Not guilt-free, but hang on a second. Okay, let me go to my notes. No obligation cash offers for homes in California.
What is a no obligation cash
offer? So if you're like, hey, I want to see what a investor, you know, what kind of cash offer I can get for my house. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I would have to sign some documents and tell you the process, but we can get you a cash offer and or submit your property to see if you can get a cash offer, and you'll know in 5 days.
You submit your own property, or like
I would have to submit it. That's what I'm getting certified in.
To submit
express offers.
Okay, mm-hmm. So cash offers, like not lowball offers, just like
so. It's the value. It's like 80% of the
appraised value.
Appraised repair after repair value. So after they go in and spruce that bitch up and make it top notch. Let's say it's worth $400,000, but like, you know, it needs all this work in it, and you're only selling your house for like $350,000. Mm. So it's like, okay, they make the improvements, and it's worth $400,000. I'll give you 80% of $400,000. Okay. That's the offer. So if you're selling it for, I should know math better than this, guys, but you get it. it's close to the offer, like to the price. Times 80%. No. Divided by 80%. What? I can't do math, guys.
So if you're selling your house for $100,000, you would get $80,000 cash.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, exactly. If you're selling it for $100,000, right? Mm-hmm. But once they fix it up, it's worth $150,000. Mm-hmm. You'll get 80% of 150.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know? So it just really depends on the situation. If there's actual buyers in the area. Like, there's so many, like...
variables.
Criteria that it has to fall into before you're able to do that. So I'm working on that. And I feel like it will be a new option for me. And I could really get heavy on, like, marketing and reaching out to people. And, you know, see what that could do for my business.
Got it.
So that's my thumbs up. Tomorrow's the last day of school.
For 3 weeks.
I have one more fucking expulsion hearing tonight. I've been going to expulsion hearings all week. We have three tonight. It's truly exhausting, but it's like when you get to talk to these kids and figure out what happened and why and where their mindset is and what's going on at home and at school. It's like, oh, you made a terrible decision, but you've got all this other shit going on. So we try to make the best choice for the kids and the family.
Right.
We'll be doing that tonight with our new board member and see how she takes to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all good. We're moving forward. Fucking 2023 is tomorrow.
It truly is.
But, guys, thank you for rocking with us. Thank you for joining. If this was your first episode, hi, how are you? Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed. And why don't you give us a follow or a like or a subscribe and come back or check out some of our other episodes. We've got a buttload. You can connect with us on social if you aren't already on Twitter. Is it still alive? Is Twitter still alive?
It's still there. I'm getting notifications about people tweeting. Like, of course, I'm getting Elon Musk notifications. I'm like, why? I don't follow this fucker.
Yeah.
Why am I getting notifications about his stupid fucking tweets?
Because he has a platform at his fingertips.
Oh my god! And like the shit that he posts, I'm like, why am I seeing this? I'm going to get off Twitter.
I really don't go on there unless I'm promoting our podcast.
Yeah, like I'll get on and like I made a tweet the other day. I was like, every time I log on to Twitter, I remember why I don't log on to Twitter. Because it's just stupid people left and right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're there, Book of Lies Pod on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflicepodcast.com, and we're also on Patreon. Patrons! I'm going to send out some Christmas cards. So if you're a patron, you are getting a Christmas card, and I'm going to get that out as soon as possible for you because we love you guys, and we super appreciate your support. I wanted to do some more artwork, like Christmassy, and send them some Christmas socks. Like, I think I did a graphic with a Christmas hat on art. I'll look into it. I'm working on it, guys. So we'll work on that. Either way, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.